saints are all clad in blue, solemn and unyielding, a will of stone, the grace of wind. Mystery all encompasses her, engulfed in darkness, black as the night. Brother alone by her side, escaping shadows and fangs, with outstretched hands they cry for help, chasing the dream of a peaceful world. Underneath an apple tree, over fields of wheat, lie a lord and dancer in blue. Gentle smiles and laughter, tranquility in the midst of war. Yet darkness creeps ever nearer. Tortured by the dark mage, she will stand firm until her love is at risk. Her fear bursts forth as rage seeps through the gentle soul. A roar echoes through the mountain tops. Underneath a tree ablaze, barren of life, rages a dragon of blue. Memories all afog, a soul consumed with sorrow, wishing only to see him. As the Lord slowly walks with blade in hand, possessed he pierces its scales, felled easily. The dragon morphs and changes. The dancer lies in its stead. The blue dancer veiled in red, fading away, weeping. The Lord kneels above, struck with piercing regret. She smiles and sighs, "I'm glad you're safe." And in